opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. Time is 7:05, October the 22nd. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and good morning to Sharon. She's the first one in.
Morning.
You just won $12,000.
ding, ding, ding.
Oh, okay. Maybe not. Just kidding. Okay, hey, Bad Bob, good morning.
Look and greetings.
So, tell us, you know, tonight is the presidential debate. And the presidential debate is being held in Boca Raton, Florida. Now, what does Boca Raton mean?
Well, a Raton.
If you translate it literally.
If you translate it literally, a Boca is a mouth.
Uh-huh.
Raton is a rat.
Uh-huh.
So, therefore, we are hearing the debate from the mouth of the rat.
Yes! Well, think about that tonight as you're listening to your favorite candidate, whichever one it is, or if neither is. Anyway, but speaking of my favorite, here's Linda.
Good morning, and I'm sure many of you are, it's really hard to get out of bed this morning, I know. First of all, I'll tell you about the weather. It's actually 47.2 degrees out, light rain. Let me tell you, today they have a prediction of chance of thunderstorms, 90% chance of precipitation. Tonight is going to be 39 showers, 80% chance of precipitation. Now, tomorrow it looks like we're going to have 57 showers. Wednesday, rain. Thursday's partly cloudy. And Friday, with temperatures of 61, will be clear. So if you've been thinking, I haven't ripped up, I haven't planted, I haven't, you know, Friday's the day. So you can just relax. Anyway, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, before we go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute, wanted to say about Thursday night and Friday. Of course, Thursday, I was live on location. I was calling in. Friday, we were live on location. And we want to thank you so much for your outpouring of generosity. We were told by the Shasta Women's, the shelters, both the shelters, the Shasta Women's
Refuge. And the Family Justice Center.
Yeah, I get them mixed up. They've come together. So it's Monday morning, so forgive me. Anyway, we had our food drive in front of the Out West Furniture,
right.
And they said to us that we that our people, thank you very much, our community delivered more in 2 hours than they've ever had in an all day drive.
Well, they've had
that took a lot for me to get out, but I'm here now. It's gonna
start
flowing. I had to get past the bump.
Okay. And it did, but thanks a lot to everybody out there, and especially, you know, the ladies of the police, they brought in a whole bag of stuff, and you know what, and there's that tire factory, I think, down there that went out, saw what was going on, went out and bought $100 worth of stuff.
A whole bag.
And how about Chief Mike?
Chief Mike from Anderson brought a whole bunch of stuff down here. And, to us and did a lot. I mean, everybody was bringing in stuff. I mean, they helped fill up the pantries, but there's still a need of more.
We
so
felt the love.
Don't forget that this goes to the end of the month. Fill a bag, feed a family. We've got a bag down here, right here at KCNR 1460. Feel free to come down and just throw your foodstuffs in there. Now, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 21 points at 13,365. Standard & Poor's 500 is positive 2 at 1435. And the NASDAQ is positive 10 at 3016. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 11 cents at $9.55 and General Electric down 32 cents at $21.71. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 11 cents at $15.49 and North Valley Bank is up 50 cents at $14 even. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 2.95%. And over in the commodity markets, gold is up $3.80 at $17.2780, silver up 26 cents at $32.36, and crude oil down 24 cents at $89.81. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you very much. We listen to our Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And if you want to go down and visit them, head on down to Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 243-7561. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors, Monday through Friday, right here on KCNR 1460. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, as we usually do at this time. We've got a lot of stuff we want to talk about when we come back, including the debates, things that have happened over the weekend, things that you've seen. Senator George McGovern passed away, I think he was 90 years old, ran for president against Nixon and lost. Big thing going on about that, too. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the car up on the
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here on a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot.
Monday.
It's, let's see, 7:15 in the morning. Hey, I understand somebody called in. There's a power outage in Garden was it Garden?
Garden Track.
Garden Track. They called about 20 minutes ago, and I've been calling REU to check the power outages, and we're still calling, and all I'm getting is a busy signal. So, Just Bob, see if you can't give them a call at over there on their power outages to see if there's any type of a update. But they were the line was busy.
So how's that staff streamlining working out for you?
Yeah. maybe it's busy because there's so many people calling in because there's a power outage out there. Anyway, we're checking that out. Lance Armstrong.
Oh. I know. It is a collective sigh, you know, and I would think about
stripping
that.
Of all
okay,
seven
what?
Of his,
what? What?
Of
I just need to hear. What was illegal that he did?
I heard that he
performance enhancing compounds.
I heard that he was blood doping, where they put, you know, you take the oxygen. You know,
I don't consider
you get a full bout of, you know, you get all this oxygen
I
in your blood, and they take it out and they put it back in you, and it gives you an advantage. I don't know if that's true. It could have been something.
Okay,
else.
If that in fact, if he's had cancer, let me tell you, I used to go to this place down in San Diego that was called Optimum Health Institute, that was very, very much where people who had diseases, they would go, because it's not legal in America, they'd go across to Mexico where they would do the oxygenation of the blood. I don't understand why that is illegal. I know in
I'm
America
sure
it's not legal, but
I'm
he's,
sure
but
it
he's
is
it, it's worldwide.
I'm not sure it's illegal unless you're doing it to enhance your performances. See, what that does is it gives you a boost in your energy.
How
but
about
I'm
enhancing
not, but
your
I'm
health?
Not, well, and your health is one thing, but and this is something else.
He broke the rules of the Cycling Association.
And I'm not sure if there wasn't something else. And they're saying he was ahead of a big. You know what? Frankly, here's what it is. Everybody they caught, you know, everybody that's testifying against him used to be on his team, is they've all been caught doing something. So it's one of these things that, you know, and then once he's been pulled down, he's like the bear that, or the lion, that once he's been pulled down, once there's a weakness and there's, and you know, then they all turn on him.
It makes my heart so heavy because it's kind of like it began with Pete Rose.
Well, now
and all of the great, the, some of these
yeah,
great,
Pete
not
Rose
all of
cheated.
Them.
You know, the,
I know, but
the,
it still makes my heart heavy that he was considered to be a great. And there's so many of the ones that we have considered to be like, wow, they are exceptional. Only to find out down the road that they are flawed.
Yeah.
And we put them on such a high pedestal that it feels even more of a kerplunk once they hit the ground.
Yeah. I think, Lance Armstrong, frankly, won until he came back this past year. And they opened up that whole gang, can of worms again. The thing is he's denied it, but, you know, it's maybe he's just so tired of it right now, he just doesn't care anymore. But here's a man that one time won 7 Tour de France's. And, you know, a record.
I don't know.
If he cheated, though, it's like the guy hitting the home runs. If they use performance-enhancing drugs, then they should have their title stripped from them. There should be a big asterisk there.
Now, last night, first time ever in probably the history of my life, because I think sometimes watching baseball is like paint drying.
Watching the grass grow?
Yeah. But last night, when great is great, I want to watch it. You know, Carl kept saying, you want to watch? No, I want to continue the game. And then after commercial, you want to watch them? No, I want to watch the game. We watched the entire game, and wasn't it a game?
Giants versus Cardinals. Yeah, it was. The pitcher for the Giants struck out a new record for him, 9. And the Cardinals just weren't there. The Giants just took it to them. And you know what? There's crazy people in the Giant Stadium. Did you see this? I mean, not only is the whole place filled, then they sell standing room only. And people are standing there for the entire game screaming.
I wish people felt that way about the presidential debate.
they're screaming all right.
Which is tonight.
Yes, it is. We have a game, another game that I guess this is going to be a defining game as well.
Oh, yeah. How would you like to have the debate going on at the same time as the final game in the series between the Giants and the Cards?
TiVo is king tonight.
I wonder who's TiVoing what, though. you can always listen to the debate.
I think our listeners our listeners will probably be tuned into this debate.
Who hasn't made up their mind yet? Let me know. If there's somebody out there that has not made their mind up yet about the...
Give us a call.
You don't have to tell us who you're voting for. Now, that's not even important. Just, if you haven't made up your mind, then you're not voting. But if you haven't made up your mind, give us a call at 530-605-4567.
Well, that's not true, because what they're doing is they're still taking voters' information right now. I mean,
what I said is if they have not made up their mind, give us a call and tell us why you haven't made up your mind.
Then you said then you're not voting.
No, what I said was I said my words wrong.
Oh. Oh, my God.
This is what I did. I said my words wrong. I said, you don't have to tell us you're voting for. And then I said, well, wait a minute. If you haven't made up your mind yet, you're not voting. You know, you haven't decided who it is. Anyway, if there's anybody out there after this mess who has not made up their mind, give us a call and tell us why. You know, we ran into some people the other day that had made up their mind, and it was really strange. I haven't made up my mind whether I'm coming back after this break. Carl Linda Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The problem with California is there are too many politicians in Sacramento and not enough regular, hardworking people. That's why we need Brian Daly in the State Assembly. Brian Daly is a third-generation farmer and a small business owner who knows the value of integrity and a hard day's work. Brian Daly has balanced budgets, met a payroll, and created jobs. Brian Daly has fought against those in government who would take away our water and private property rights. And Brian Daly will work to end government regulation of our farms and businesses. If we want to fix the problems in Sacramento, then let's send a farmer to the State Assembly, someone who understands our way of life.
This is Brian Daly. We need representatives who are serious about working hard and getting the job done. As a third-generation farmer and small business owner, I'll fight for more jobs and a financially sound government. I would be honored to have your support. Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2012.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
This is Mike Huber with Estate Granite and Things. Do you know the status of your granite? Is your granite or engineered stone countertop starting to show a little wear and tear? Let the experts at Estate Granite and Things take care of your countertops and make them look their very best. Our restoration service can bring your granite status back up to new again. Plus, we can advise you on other issues with your countertops, turning ordinary kitchens and baths into a space that you can be proud of. For all your remodeling and restoration needs, Estate Granite and Things. Call us today, 241-STONE or EstateGranite.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah. Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, 7:25 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's cold. It's 47 degrees, so it's raining. So now it's run down there to Espresso Joe's. Get that big coffee. Warm your little body up. The crackles of your heart. Warm it all up. You know, and then head on over to the finest walk-in humidor in the state.
This is the
right
time.
Right there at Back on Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This is the time we start to look at, with speaking of Tobacco and Brew, we start to look at when we are going to parties, we're going to, going to Christmas time celebrations, harvesting. They've got wonderful pumpkin flavored coffees. I find that when you bring, it could be a decaf, it could be a regular, or like a half pound of each to your hostess or to the party. These are something that really makes people very happy. It's joyous, it's fragrant, so on and so forth. Well, earlier before the break, we were talking about voter registration and voting and tonight's presidential debate. On the phone with us live right now is Don. You got some information. What's going on?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Don.
Both of you. Yes, the rain. Welcome. So, yes, voter registration, the last day. The Democratic Center Committee was going to have a drive-through at the corner of Placer and Court. We had to cancel that, of course, because of the rain. But instead, we're going to be located at the Democratic headquarters here in downtown Reading at 900 Locust Street from 10 to 4:30. And anybody, regardless of party affiliation, can come and register to vote.
So,
we will be there.
And you know,
Don, do y'all have a party headquarters now?
Yes, at 900 Locust Street, just up the street from R&R Meats on Locust, corner of Locust and Garden.
Okay, now, do people can just come in and register, or are y'all going to run out to their car and get the information?
Well, we might do that. We'll do that. There's a parking lot there. We'll come out to their car. And the phone number there is 440-1695. We'll even drive to their house.
Now, this is the last day you can register before you vote.
Yes.
Really?
Well, you can also go to the election department until 5 o'clock.
Okay.
In downtown Reading, in the downtown mall.
And what's really important about this, folks, is that if you've had a name change, if you've had a, change of address, and what's the other? There's one more.
Oh, let's see, change of name, change of address. Gosh, I didn't.
Oh, well, I thought there was a third. Maybe the third was in my head. A what?
Okay, so
change of party
change of party. Yeah. So
yes.
So once you get registered, the only thing then you have to remember to do is bring a photo ID when you come to vote, right?
No, California doesn't need that. This is California. They don't ask that.
Oh, that's
this
right.
Is not the South.
That's right. This is they don't ask for an ID. They don't even ask you to be a citizen, do they?
Because what we ask for is your driver's license number and the last four of your social. That's when the election department checks that.
Oh, okay.
That's
well,
right.
At least now, what would happen if somebody made if they faked their a social, then of course it's
well,
nixed.
They're caught. Believe me, their name if their name and their social doesn't match, they're caught.
Okay.
Well, with the new
but believe me, voter fraud is like less than 1%.
What about the new premises of giving illegals a driver's license? Is that driver's license going to be a specially marked driver's license that says they can't vote?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay.
And another thing that people don't know, for in regards to felons, which there are seems to be a few in Shasta County, unless you are on parole as a felon, you can still register to vote. Felons can register to vote unless they are on parole or in prison. That's what it says on the voter registration form.
You're kidding. So if you've been a mass murderer and you're out on the street, you can still vote.
Well, if you're on parole,
if you want to put it that way.
If you're off of parole and you served your time and you've done your parole, you may have felon next to your name, but you have a right to still actively
vote?
Be
right.
a citizen.
I thought that you lost that right when you became a felon.
Again, this is California.
Okay, this is California. That's right. If you did that
in California, my friends.
That's right. You know what? If you took all the felons out, half the legislators couldn't vote.
All right. Well, thank you.
900 Locust Street.
Thanks.
900 Locust Street.
All right. Thanks. Hey, you know what?
Thanks, Don.
Carl, seriously, speaking about the film. I mean,
you got a minute to say this.
Okay. People who have committed crimes. I know it just depends if it's a heinous crime. But for those people who maybe got drunk and it went to the bathroom and it became like a felony or something like that, it turned into a bad felony, I feel terrible for those people the rest of their life if they have felony after their name. You know, it could happen to anybody.
That's true. It could.
So think about that.
Hasn't happened to Bad Bob. Has that happened to Bad Bob?
I want to hear about salmon festival.
No, a friend of mine took beside the road and is a registered sex offender as a result.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you know what? I guess he's
How many people haven't had to go to the bathroom while they're driving?
And on that note,
we're going to be right back after we do the business news. Carl and the Bob. Hey.
Speaking of business.
Yeah, too much information.
From the Fox Business Network, FedEx says it expects to see record volume for the holiday season thanks to e-commerce. The company says it expects to handle more than 280 million holiday shipments, up 13% from a year ago. As a result, FedEx is hiring about 20,000 seasonal workers, the same as last year. Shares of BP are under pressure today after it announced it's selling its 50% stake in TNK-BP to Russia's state-controlled oil company, Rosneft. Under the deal, BP will get more than $17 billion in cash, along with a nearly 13% stake in Rosneft. The British oil company will also get two seats on Rosneft's seven-person board. And shares of Caterpillar are also being hit today after the company cut its full-year profit forecast on weaker-than-expected global economic conditions. For the third quarter, the heavy machinery maker reported a profit of $2.54 a share, topping the estimate, but revenue of $16.45 billion missed expectations. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your receivables being levied? If you're an independent contractor or business owner, you must know your rights and options. The IRS has the power to take your receivables and shut you down. Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, what's with all that racket you're making?
Well, I'm trying to find the stove pot Grandma gave me back in the day.
What for?
Well, with pot roast perfection going on now at Black Bear Diner, our pot roast has to be just like dear old Grandma used to make. And that means I gotta find just the right pot.
Now hold on there, Papa Bear. I think your grandma would be mighty proud of our homemade pot roast dishes, like the pot roast pepper jack omelet served all day and our Cajun pot roast melt. Now that's some grilled goodness.
Well, what about the beef pot roast stroganoff for dinner?
It will taste just like Grandma used to make.
Well, why didn't you say that before, Sugar Bear? Let's go.
For a limited time, enjoy specially prepared pot roast creations only at the Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach. You just heard about where you can register to vote down here, 900 Locust Street today. And, this portion of the show, it's gonna be like, what, 60 degrees today and raining and all that.
It's a 40 degree drop from just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, from 2 weeks ago. So, who do you have to call? You call Alliance Heating and Air, because they're the ones that have kept you cool all summer. They're gonna keep you warm all winter. That's right. They believe in old fashioned values of quality and being there for you 7 days a, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They do it right and they stand by it. That's Alliance Heating and Air. We know them. We've used them. They're very good. They, when it's hot outside, they take care of you. When it's cold outside, they take care of you. Give them a call at 221-2642. Check them out at on their website at homecomfort.org. Been in business since 1992. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. There was a power outage in the garden tract, and it came back on at 7:15. So we just got that report. So you should have power right now, and if you don't, then you need to call REU. All right, we have as our guest today...
Typing it right into Facebook right now that if you are listening, okay, I'm just doing this. Let me get this. Boom. It's now. It's posted.
Good morning.
Good morning, Valerie Ng Miller. You're from Jefferson Public Radio. And you are so, you know what? You have just, first of all, a vision of loveliness.
Thank you.
Positive reinforcement to the Shasta Cascade area. And you have got a lot of stuff going on. Not only, I just have always admired you. We saw Weird Al Yankovic.
Was that not the most incredible show?
He is one of my top three favorite.
Yeah, Valerie had to talk me off the ledge.
I did.
After the first,
I know.
5 minutes, I'm having flashbacks. I have to leave.
You did.
I had to leave the auditorium, and I went down, and there was Val. She says, "You okay?" I go, "Yeah, I'm just seeing, you know, incoming." And she goes, "B-52s did the same thing to me. I had to leave."
Oh man,
because it was just so intense.
It was.
It was intense. I had
to walk outside. and then go back in. Then it was all right.
All right. So I mean, I don't like to bring attention to that, but I did spend the first 15 minutes saying, "Are you okay? Are you okay?"
Yeah, I found him pacing the lobby. I'm like, "All right."
That was the first time, but it was. You know, we had low seats, and my brother has been a Weird Al Yankovic fan, and we listened to him on Dr. Demento years ago.
Right.
And you've got to know the lyrics, but tell me something. Does that guy sing and play and costume change? I mean, that's hardcore, what he did.
He's in his mid-50s.
Oh.
And he has so much energy. I was amazed. That I couldn't believe that he had that incredible energy to do all the things that he was doing, all the costume changes. And some of those costumes were really, sweat-inducing, perspiring-inducing.
If there was no costumes. Drugs involved with this, people need to find out what this man eats.
He's a vegan.
Yeah, I bet you.
He's a vegan.
I had a feeling that he was a yoganini.
Yeah. I think he is.
And
he's double jointed.
Yeah, double jointed. Well, you could sit there and put your leg up over your head. Hello.
I tell you, it was funny. I had kind of a buffoon moment with him backstage.
Oh, did you?
You know, fortunately for me, he is a huge buffoon, right?
Right.
I mean, that's what his
I really
point
wanted
is,
to meet him.
Right? Well, I walked up to him and introduced myself and said, "Hi, I'm Valerie from Jefferson Public Radio. We're putting on the show, and I just wanted to say I host a radio program, and I just wanted to let you know that I am probably one of the few or maybe the only person who's ever introduced you from stage that has ever actually played your father's music on the radio. Frankie Yankovic, the waltz polka king band leader." Yeah, that's not his dad, turns out.
Oh!
They're not related.
Well,
he was too nice to say anything to me about it, but later I wanted to know how old he was because he was so energetic.
Yeah.
I was so impressed that I went home and immediately went on to Wikipedia to see how old he was.
Right.
And it actually makes a point out of saying how he's not related at all.
Oh, really?
To Frankie Yankovic.
Okay.
And I was so embarrassed, but he was so polite about it. He was like, "Oh, really?"
Well, I get that.
Really,
I got that. He pokes fun of everything and every, you know, pop culturally, thing that could be possibly going on. But it was so entertaining, and I loved watching the audience because the audience was this cross. This was truly like three generations that would go see him.
Yeah.
I mean, people who wanted
yes.
Oh, I loved
absolutely.
It. And okay, so we are going to take a quick break here, and we come back. We have free tickets.
Oh,
we have,
we can talk about some of the amazing shows we've got coming up. We've got a ton of shows coming up in the end of October, in the next couple of days even, and then in November. We've got some great stuff coming up.
Perfect time for you to be here because, of course, I always like to think about getting my Christmas list checked off in October. People, don't wait till the last minute. This is your chance to, you know, things are selling out fast. In fact, there is a really special event coming up to the Cascade, sold out within a matter of what, an hour?
Yeah, pretty much.
We are going to hear some really great concerts that are going to be coming up that are slated. You need to get your tickets. And when you hear it today, by tonight, some of the stuff's going to get sold out.
Yep.
So,
yep.
And plus we've got, free ticket giveaway, for a really cool show coming up right after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite. As you know, Glenn Beck is only on Dish. Don't call the 800 number. Please call us to set up your appointment. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And thanks for keeping it local.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:44 in the morning, and the weather there, love.
You have 47 degrees here this morning. You know what our forecast calls for? 2 degrees higher than what you're looking at. 49. And of course, it's raining. I mean, it's just plan on it, buddy. Get out your umbrella, wear your overcoat, just the way it is. Showers tonight as well, 47. Tomorrow, it looks like we're going to have, temperatures around 53. And lows of 40 tomorrow evening. That's right. We love it. We need it. And it's raining and it's lovely out. 48 degrees, actually, in the downtown studios. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards on Thursday's pizza. This weekend, music, of course. Great food, great ambiance. 474-5546. Give them a call. Set up. They also have, like, horseback rides, and they have the sporting clays up there now. You can go out and shoot, too. I mean, they've got all types of things out. Up in Anselmo Vineyards. It's becoming a destination place.
November 10th is going to be their wine tasting pairing with the chef. That should
That's
be
right.
a fabulous night. 474-5546. Okay, I know you've got to get your calendars out. Don't
yeah.
you feel like
yeah.
that? I'm not hyperventilating yet. But I told Carl yesterday, we have got to really, we have three calendars. We have to start calendaring because it's the fall.
Yeah, it's when people start, you know, I'll tell you, when we start scheduling events at the Cascade Theater, we try to look, I mean, a lot of times it's the artist availability, but sometimes we're going to pass on shows that we think are happening during times of the year when people aren't going out to the theater to do things. They're going to the lake to go out on their boats, or they're going out to other places. But when the fall hits, that's when everybody's here, school is in, people are working, they're, you know, so this is the time of year where we have a whole bunch of events scheduled at the Cascade.
Oh, wonderful. So,
yeah.
And that's the best place to go see a show. You can go, and it's a place that you can park and have dinner. There's several locations mm-hmm. to have dinner or a glass of wine, mm-hmm. an hors d'oeuvre, and then go to the theater. And then you've just it's a lovely evening and a great present
yeah.
to give somebody tickets.
Yep.
So let's talk, of course, our guests one more time in this segment. If you're just tuning in, Valerie Ing Miller, I'm going to call you the beautiful blonde. The beautiful blonde
you.
That
Thank
introduces
you.
Every show. And you are in Jefferson Public Radio with, mm-hmm. I love how you can just rip off a classical name with an expertise that I am in awe of. Seriously.
Practice.
Oh, you're spectacular. Okay, well, you've got your tablet there. What's happening?
Well, tomorrow, Loretta Lynn. Tomorrow night, Loretta Lynn is going to be there, and it's going to be an amazing show.
Classic legend.
Tickets still available.
Not a lot, but
not
yes,
lot,
there are some
few.
Tickets still
okay.
available. We're not sold out yet. She's going to have an amazing opening guy. It's kind of a rockabilly, if you like that kind of retro rockabilly, Elvis, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis type of singing. Chuck Mead is an amazing opener, and you can actually go to our page, the Loretta Lynn Show page at the Cascade Theater website, and check out Chuck Mead. So this is an opening show. If you're already going, make sure you get there by 7:30 to see the opening guy, because he is fantastic. He's coming with Loretta Lynn. Loretta Lynn is bringing him with her. It's not a local guy even.
Wonderful movie out that was, Bob, help me.
Coal Miner's Daughter, Sissy Spacek
won an Academy Award. Tommy Lee Jones. It was just a spectacular film, and
yeah.
That was, you know, talk about somebody who came up the hard way, and you know, here's somebody still just going for it. She's
yeah.
a concert tomorrow night.
Yeah.
A legend.
And she's still got an amazing voice. She's got 3 Grammys under her belt. She's the one who wrote the autobiography that became the hit movie that was Coal Miner's Daughter. It's a true story of her real rags-to-riches life. I mean, she really did grow up in a, what's it called, something holler.
Well, and she was my grandfather was
back
a coal miner, so.
Yeah.
And
okay.
to think that she was back in the days of, some of our favorite country stars that, you know, here she's in
They're
concert.
No longer with us.
Yeah.
She's in concert tomorrow night. Okay, what else do we
and
have?
And then this weekend on the 27th, John Mayall. You know, John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, the guy that gave
Ooh.
Mick Taylor of the Rolling Stones his start. Eric Clapton gave him his start. He gave a lot of really famous blues rock musicians from the 60s and early 70s their start in music. And John Mayall has been here before. The first year or two that we opened the Cascade, he was here. He gave he gave Mick Fleetwood and John McVeigh of Fleetwood Mac their start as well. So he can, I mean,
he's a musician's musician.
Yeah, he's the guy that they look up to. He's the guy that they went to get their start because they wanted to play with him.
Now, is he playing piano just by himself or with a little small combo? Because I'm curious, that, you know, a lot of times when you have these great songwriters and hit makers and musicians, they tell the stories in the smaller venues. They get a chance to kind of like sit around and talk to the audience. I love that.
That's a good point. I'm not sure what his lineup is, but last time he definitely had a band backing him. But he also does some solo stuff, so he could do both.
Love it.
A lot of times that's what they'll do, is they'll do some stuff by themselves and then bring on the big band. But that's not all. I mean, this week is going to be a crazy week. The next 2 weeks, actually, are going to be a couple of crazy weeks. I mean, we've got the JPR has our fun drive starting on Tuesday, and we've got those two big shows that first week. Then next week, on the 2nd of November, War.
Okay. Can we play that snippet one more time? A lot of people don't realize War. Why can't we be friends?
Yep. And then they've got Spill the Wine.
Dig That Girl.
Okay. Yeah. And then
Listen to this. I mean, worth the drive, worth the park, worth the price of admission, that.
Right.
I love it.
The boys are laughing.
Oh,
at
man.
Us.
Well, I just think, you know what? Every time I see that, I see dice.
You know, and
I see dice on the hanging from the.
Yeah. Totally.
Dice hanging from the. Hey, we got to take a break. When we come back, we've got Valerie Ing Miller, and she's just about ready to go. We've got a ticket giveaway. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm. KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Loretta Lynn, going to be in town tonight.
Tomorrow night.
Probably
here tonight, though.
Some tickets ready. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You got to ask yourself something if you're getting propane from a company besides Shasta Gas Propane. Is the price competitive for what you're getting? Do they offer senior discounts and veterans discounts? If not, why don't you give Shasta Gas Propane a call at 530-365-3793. A local company doing really good things for their customers. That's Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793.
Now, Loretta Lynn is in town tomorrow night, so mm-hmm. you can still get your tickets.
Yep. We still have tickets available to John Mayall as well. We have tickets to War, so none of those shows are sold out yet, although Loretta Lynn is kind of getting close to that.
Right.
been a pretty popular show so far.
Okay.
You got the redneck coming, don't you?
We do. Okay, so 2 days after War, Bill Ingvall will be here. He's the, like, here's your sign. He's a funny, funny comedian.
He's with the blue collar, totally. Get her done.
Yeah, the blue collar show. I'm sorry, yeah, not the redneck show.
He's the blue collar guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
He is.
Well, he's not the get her done guy, but
no.
I know. He has his own show. They have a really funny comedy. And, I think we do have a special announcement. Valerie, you've been so kind
to bring you a pair of tickets.
Bring me a pair of tickets that I am giving away now. Are you awake on this Monday morning? All of a sudden the rain, it just ain't so bad. 605-4567 gets you two tickets to go see Bill
Ingvall.
He's
going to be here Sunday, November 4th. He's doing two shows, actually. One is at, I think, 6:30. You might want to, I'll have to check the website to make sure what time.
These
are for the 9 o'clock show. He's doing the 6:30 show and the 9 o'clock show. So these are for the 9 o'clock
for
show.
The 9 o'clock
the
show.
The adult show.
The adult show, probably. And we've got
Blue show.
Yeah. This is the guy who won Funniest Male Stand-Up Comic at the American Comedy Awards. So,
all right. See, we got the phone ringing off the hook. Because
awesome.
It's like Monday morning. They're probably sitting there like, I don't know if I want. Oh, free tickets to go see.
Free tickets.
Okay, here we go. Who do we have? We've got, let's say, I'm trying to look over. Seth.
Yeah, Seth. Congratulations.
All right, Seth, you won two tickets to Bill Ingvall.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So for those of you who wanted tickets but didn't win them this morning, there's plenty still available for both shows, 6:30 and 9 p.m. To get tickets to all of the shows that we're doing at the Cascade Theater, the way to go about it is going online. If you want to get them today, because the box office isn't open on Mondays, but you can go online and buy your tickets at www.cascadetheater.org. That's cascadetheatra.org. The E is on the end of theater.
The European
way of saying theater, yeah. But tomorrow you can get them in person at the box office, or which is at the Cascade, or by phone at 243-8877.
Now, do you have any specials? You know, like when I talk about if you buy four, you buy five, you get like...
Every once in a while. We do every once in a while. It just kind of depends on the show.
Mm-hmm.
When we have the availability to, like, if you buy one, get one free, or buy two, get two free, or buy one, get one half off, that does happen every once in a while.
And to become a member of the Cascade Theater, it's $40?
I think it's $50 annual membership, $50 and up annual membership fee. They have some things that, you know, you can get at different levels. But if you are a member of the Cascade Theater, there are special privileges you get. One of those privileges is that you get to claim tickets before the general public. And let me tell you, that is an amazing, amazing, priceless
it is.
Bit of a privilege, because it just played out recently for
my
next
God.
Show I'm going to tell you about.
Okay, so I want to share with our listeners that we only have 2 minutes, quickly. I looked on the, besides hearing from you, I looked online, and here was, if you click on, you get free tickets for this this premiere.
Hollywood film premiere.
Oh, tell us about it.
In Reading.
But you wouldn't have known about it had you not been a member of the Cascade.
Right. If you're a member of the Cascade, you had first crack at tickets, and they are all gone to Lincoln. The premiere of the Hollywood film, Steven Spielberg directed, Kathleen Kennedy produced film, Lincoln, is premiering on the weekend of November 9th, 10th, 11th. On the 11th, it's premiering in Hollywood, it's premiering in New York, and Reading, California at the Cascade. On November 11th, Kathleen Kennedy, the producer of the film, grew up here in Reading, and she will be here for a Q&A with the audience after the film. It'll be moderated by one of our radio hosts, and then there will be a reception, free popcorn and soda. And, you know, we limited the number of tickets that members could have, but I'm telling you, by the time it opened up for distribution to the general public, they were pretty much all gone.
It's done. Yeah. Yeah. And we're excited that because we're members,
yeah,
we have the great opportunity of being able to been in there and get the ticket. So yeah. I encourage
you. Some may show up, because if people can't attend, tickets may become available. Okay. So check, you know, we have a waiting list of like 200 people, but check the, and I know that JPR during this week, during our on-air fund drive, we have our own group of tickets that we'll be slowly giving away for pledge levels. So there are still some ways to get tickets, but they're pretty much gone.
Well, we hope you come back again.
Yeah, we
next
want to talk
month.
About this again if we can sometime.
Yeah.
Valerie Ing Miller of Jefferson Public Radio and Cascade Theater. Thank you so much.
Okay, when we come back, Sheriff Tom Basinko's here, and he's going to join us for our regularly scheduled update of the month.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They'll go head-to-head, sitting side-by-side. President Obama and Mitt Romney debate one final time tonight. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Boca Raton, Florida.
Dave, tonight's debate focuses on foreign policy, something the president's campaign is touting as a strong suit, citing the decisions to end the war in Iraq and draw down in Afghanistan. Governor Romney's likely to focus on the deadly attack in Benghazi, Libya, using it to demonstrate a possible weakness of the president's handling of foreign affairs. Iran's nuclear ambitions will likely take up the balance in the sections devoted to the Middle East during tonight's hour-and-a-half-long debate, but also expect a full section on China, Dave.
Evan, did he kill his wife before he killed himself? That's still a question the morning after a shooting spree at a spa in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
One thing that is clear is that Radcliffe Haughton and his wife were having some marital problems. The Azana Salon and Spa stylist recently got a restraining order against him after her tires were slashed. Haughton was told not to have guns, but used a handgun to kill three women and injure four others.
When officers arrived on scene, they encountered smoke in the building. We believe that fire was started by the suspect.
And Haughton was later found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Dave?
Jennifer, he just turned 18, but Tyler Begginstecker is considered one of the most prolific drug dealers around Cincinnati, moving $20,000 a pot a month. He's just been sentenced up to 3 years in juvenile prison. He used to be a king on a bike.
Is there any stopping Lance Armstrong in this Tour de France?
Well, the answer comes 8 years after Armstrong won on OLN.
Lance Armstrong has no place in cycling.
Pat McQuaid heads up the sport's governing body, banning Armstrong for life for cheating him, stripping him of his 7 Tour de France titles. Armstrong denies the cheating allegations. FedEx expects us to do more holiday shopping online, predicting it'll handle 13% more packages between Thanksgiving and Christmas than last year. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 13 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Gold Rush, Discovery's number one series, returns to Friday.
Smells like gold. Here we go.
And this season,
where is the gold?
Someone.
We don't give up that easily.
Will hit the mother lode.
Oh, that's crazy.
And you could get rich, too. Go to GoldRushGiveaway.com right now to register. Then watch for a special code on premiere night with your chance to win $100,000 worth of gold.
Nothing to it.
For official rules and details, go to GoldRushGiveaway.com. It's all part of Gold Rush Premiere Night, Friday, October 26th at 9, 8 Central, only on Discovery.
They wanted to assassinate foreign diplomats and attack hotels, shopping malls, and cafes. 11 militants arrested in Jordan in a busted-up terror plot.
They're alleged to have smuggled their weapons in from Syria. It is not beyond the bounds of possibility that this is also partly connected with the events inside Syria.
Sky News' Sam Kiley. Syria's civil war also spilling into Lebanon.
The Lebanese army says it's determined to restore order. Violence has flared after a top security official was assassinated on Friday. Brigadier General Wissam al-Hassan was an enemy of Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. And some in Lebanon blame the Syrian regime for the attack. A number of people have been killed, including a 9-year-old girl. The general's funeral in Beirut on Sunday ended in violence after hundreds of people tried to storm the prime minister's office, demanding his resignation for being too close to Syria. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
Russell Means has died, a former leading activist in the American Indian movement who helped lead an uprising that turned into a 71-day siege at Wounded Knee in South Dakota back in 1973. Means later went Hollywood, acting in The Last of the Mohicans and Natural Born Killers. He was 72 and died of cancer. The hazing death of a Florida A&M student is back in court today.
Florida A&M band members called 911 last November following a football game in Orlando.
We don't know if he's breathing or not, but we need to get the hell out
But 26-year-old drum major Robert Champion would die, beaten to death, aboard a parked bus in a hazing ritual gone wrong. 12 band members are charged and sentencing is scheduled today for 23-year-old Brian Jones, who entered a no-contest plea. Jeff Madasso, Fox News Radio.
Who will play the Detroit Tigers in the World Series? We'll find out tonight. The Giants play the Cardinals in a Game 7 that'll decide the National League champion. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our second hour here, KCNR 1460, 805 on October the 22nd, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our guest for this hour, of course, is Sheriff Tom Basenko. We're going to be getting to him in just a second, but let's hit the weather. It's 47 degrees out there right now. Is it raining? I can't tell from right here, but it's going to be raining. Showers with thunderstorms possible after 11 a.m., high near 52, which means we're going to get up another 5 degrees. South-southwest winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation, 90%. Well, it was 100% this morning. Elk killer was not crazy about walking out in the grass this morning. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half an inch today possible. Showers tonight, low around 47, which means it's going to be about this tonight. Again, south-southwest winds. And tomorrow, Tuesday, showers likely, mostly after 11 a.m., Tuesday night showers, Wednesday night showers, Thursday, mostly sunny. So we've got till Thursday.
So much for the drought.
Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Ensemble Vineyards, just a short ride out of Palo Cedro. Thursday nights, of course, is their pizza night. Outstanding, handmade, hand-tossed pizza cooked in a wood-fired oven. And then great music on the weekends, Friday and Saturday. And, of course, outstanding dinners. Wonderful brunches, great lunches out there. Just give them a call at 474-5546. And on November 10th, put this date down, they're rolling out the new wines. They're going to have a wine tasting dinner with every course matched to a wine, paired to a wine. 474-5546, a very reasonable price for this whole, great dinner out there. All right. Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 10 points at 13,333. The S&P 500 is negative 1 at 1431. And the NASDAQ is positive 4 at 3010. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 12 cents at $9.56 and General Electric down 38 cents at $21.65. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is up 1 cent at $8.21, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 23 cents at $42.55. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.80%. Over in the commodity markets, we are finding gold up $1.70 at $1,725.70, silver up 17 cents at $32.27, and crude oil down 55 cents at $89.50. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. They are located on Park Marina Drive. Give them a call at 243-7561. They're going to be the ones that can help you walk through this this mess they call Wall Street. All right. Let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Well, good morning. I'm glad I'm live on KCNR. I hate to think what the alternative would be.
Well, it's better to be live than the other one. Hey, it was a great show you had yesterday. Who was that?
That was J.R. Martin, and he's the author of Selling Us Out, and us is actually U.S. And he talks about something that I don't think most of us think much about, and that is our trade deficit and the trade that we have with other countries, imports, exports, tariffs, taxes. I mean, the whole thing is really fascinating. And at the end of the day, the way he wraps it up is that the United States and its citizens and manufacturing jobs are at a huge disadvantage because of the unequal trade balances that we've got with other countries. He has a great book. It's called Selling Us Out, and you can get it at Barnes & Noble. But it's very factually based, and he goes back and looks at the history of where tariffs and trade agreements started and how they get completely out of balance. And that's part of how we lose a lot of our manufacturing jobs to other countries.
Part of the reason we have a $16 trillion debt.
And there is that.
Yeah. Well, good. It was a great show yesterday,
yeah.
I was really interested. Yeah, I just didn't catch his name.
Yeah. So I encourage people to, if nothing else, just go to sellingusout.org and read up on. And he's got several excerpts of the book on his website, so that you have an opportunity to read it before you go buy it.
Or just listen to your archive.
There you go.
Okay. Hey, what's happening tonight?
Well, we are we're all going to congregate, such as we are, and we're going to watch the third debate on a giant screen. It's fight night.
That's right.
Basically, yeah, it's the last of the presidential debates, and it's been interesting to watch them. I mean, I think this is probably the first time that I have watched all of the debates in their entirety, and it's been entertaining to say the least. So we will be joining like-minded folks tonight at 2570 South Bonneview Road, the Destiny Fellowship Church, at 6 o'clock to watch the final debate before Election Day.
That's right, the last one.
Yeah.
And right now it looks like it's a dead heat in a lot of states. It's Romney's pulled ahead and others. You know, I think Obama
needs... It's a nail-biter.
Obama needs to bring this one home. I just don't think he can do it, though. I think there's just too much. You know what? If he goes back and he ties what's happening in international affairs to the economy again, which you should be able to do because a lot of it has to do with that.
Yeah.
The whole thing is that some people are still not decided yet.
Mm-hmm.
I find that interesting.
I do too. I guess if you're a pragmatic person and you understand that the bottom line is that the numbers have to work. People are either working, they economically are doing well, or they're not. I mean, that's the bottom line. And the way you find out, well, it's just like if you're an employer and you hire someone to do a job, you always pick the best person for that job. Oftentimes, it's based on the experience that they've got. And you don't hire somebody to be an accountant that has only worked in fast food restaurants.
But we have. But the thing about it is what I find interesting is when I talk to people that are voting for Obama, and these are bright people, mm-hmm. the main reason is because it's kind of the devil they know instead of the devil they don't. I mean, what kind of dancer is that? Anyway, hey, look, we got to run. Okay, tonight, go on down to the Destiny Fellowship Church. And
2570 South Bonneview Road, 6 o'clock.
And watch on the big screen.
Yeah.
Did you bring popcorn in your pom-poms?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I stick those in my back pocket and sneak in with them.
All right. Thanks a lot, Elizabeth.
Have a great week.
All right. Hey, we've got to take a break. Sheriff Tom Basinko is here with us with a number of things he wants to talk about. And we've got some facts and figures we want to talk about also. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
I'm Missy MacArthur. Reading is our home to enjoy, live in, and protect. In my 4 years on the City Council, we've improved our streets, not just for driving, but also for biking and walking. We're keeping our open spaces beautiful and safe. We're preserving our past while building responsibly for the future. In these hard economic times, we've kept a balanced budget. I'm Missy MacArthur. I'm positive about Reading, and I would love to keep working for you on City Council.
Paid for by Missy MacArthur for City Council 2012.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 8:16 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's cold, it's wet, it's rainy out there. Head on down and get that extra large coffee, that special coffee they make at Espresso Joe's at Tobacco and Brew. And stop on over. They got the lowest prices in town for tobacco products right there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our friends down there, Shelly and Joe.
And the gals. I'll tell you, on Saturday morning, I swear, this is one of my favorite annual events that I go to. So I'll be getting my coffee at Tobacco and Brew in the morning, and then I'm going to be waiting in line for the doors to open. Last year, I think I was eighth in line. I got there at 8:30 and I stood out line and waited. I don't usually like to wait in line, but I was there with Lori Goyne and we visited. And it was, you know, ran into a bunch of people, but it's called the Harvest Bazaar. And it's the All Saints Episcopal Church. You know, I mean, I'm serious, and part of me is like, you have to go to this thing. It's amazing, the stuff that they have.
People that come, the less chance you have of buying stuff.
I know, but I'm going to be first in line. Or third in line, whatever. I'm going to go get my coffee, Tobacco and Brew. And then this is Saturday, October 27th. Mark your calendar from 9 to 3. And this is where you can get, homemade stuff. I love to look for antique linens and crystal little things. They have just an array of things that they get through the year and they put out for this bazaar. And it's phenomenal. So anyway, that's Saturday morning. I want to make sure you guys know about it.
Okay, Sheriff Tom, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I was glad we were able to get to you this morning. So between call-ins and the Harvest Bazaar.
You're here, buddy.
Okay, article in the paper this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It had a lot of startling statistics, not ones that really we were not familiar with because we've been living this with you and the chief.
Well, you know, the chief has talked about the property crime rates going up.
57%.
Right. And the good news is that since we opened the jail the 2 months after the opening, which was late July, the crime stats were down generally on property crimes.
And he's waiting to see
if that's a trend. And we've talked about that in our community corrections meetings. And then also failures to appear, we call them FTAs. Those are down slightly. Excuse me.
They were up 71% in 2011.
Now they're on the decline a little bit for arraignments, and arraignments is your first court appearance when you're incarcerated, or it's actually your first court appearance, period. But when you're incarcerated, we're trying to keep them in, and then that has shown a decline in the FTAs.
All right. The jail can only hold 342 prisoners.
Roughly. The maximum it can hold is 381. Court agreement, court order that basically says, hey, start releasing at 90%. And that prevents overcrowding, which prevents lawsuits.
All right. So you don't have a choice.
That's right. That's the problem. There's not enough room at the end.
The articles they had in there showed, and even though these were of the past, because the two real perps in this thing they were talking about are both in jail now for 4 or 5 years, but released 10 or 11 times, were stealing. They had records of elder abuse, possession of weapons, this whole thing. I mean, it was just, when you look at it, you just say to yourself, they're terrible.
We end up keeping the worst of the worst. We have about 240 to 280 people incarcerated on pre-trial, which means they're not sentenced, and they're in for violent felonies, murder, rape, kidnapping, domestic violence, and a lot worse.
So you have about 280 of those.
Right.
Which means the most you can hold
is about 100.
About 100.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break on that one so we can get back on time here. So with 282 bad people in there, I mean bad, you don't want them on the streets, it only leaves you room for about 100.
That's right.
We'll be right back. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granted Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops, Estate Granted Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granted Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granted Things. So call today at 241 Stone or visit us online at estategranite.com.
We can't afford this anymore.
If you live in the city of Reading and you're concerned about the finances of the city, so am I.
Hi, I'm Gary Catt, candidate for Redding City Council. Having attended almost every city council meeting in the past 6 years, I've spoken during the tough financial times, and I remember the votes that put our city in the current serious financial crisis. In years past, the finances of the city were healthy and times were good for all of us. Since 2008, circumstances have changed dramatically. Unfortunately, many of the decisions made during the good times have come back to haunt us, and now the taxpayers have been put in a position to make up the financial shortfalls, Costing us millions of dollars a year. The city of Redding is not alone. If our city is to survive financially and prosper, we must think long-term, making sure our decisions sustain us through the good times and the bad. If you, too, want to protect Redding's future, I ask for your vote. Gary Cadd for Redding City Council.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Redding City Council.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Welcome, my friends. Gosh, it's a nice rain. You know, this is, I think it's here. I think it's actually here. The winter is starting to happen.
Well, heavy fall.
Yeah, heavy fall. Hey, this portion of your show brought to you by Crown Motors, our buddies down there at our local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Redding. Hey, your neighbors are going to give you great deals on new and previously used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Bad Bob, you got something there?
Well, I was just going to say, while we're talking about winter and cars, the first rain of the season, it's always very, very slick. You see that yellow stuff on the road, just mindful.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, the guys down there at Crown Motors will take care of those cars of yours, and they will make sure that your tires are what they're supposed to be. Go on down and have them check your windshield wipers. These are the guys to do it at Crown Motors. They'll take care, not only will they sell you a great car, but they're going to take care of your vehicle. Give them a call at 223-2177 or visit them at 555 Cypress Avenues. That's Redding Crown Motors. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. And Tom, you said something when you were leaving. You said the answer is not to build jails.
Not completely. In the prison system in the 80s and 90s expanded the prison system greatly. And all it did was make and warehouse more and more people. We need the room at the jails. We need some jail beds. And that's to be the stick to be able to incarcerate people and hold them accountable for their crimes. However, that's just not the only answer. You just can't keep building more and more jails. Working with probation, you need to have those services such as anger management, drug and alcohol, assessments, working on trying to improve their education level, because there's people out there that are illiterate. How are they going to get a job if they can't read or write or have very...
Well, if you're listening live, we just had our producer, Bob, tell us that the Internet has dropped.
It's like it just came back.
It's just come back. So if you're listening from your radio and also online at the same time. In fact, there's probably a call coming in right now to tell you this. But anyway, just a slight interruption in your conversation to let you know that.
Okay. Well, then, Tom, then when we set up the realignment committee, or when it was set up by the county, weren't all these programs supposed to be going? Weren't we supposed to be having anger management? Weren't we supposed to have a building that these people were supposed to go to?
Yes.
Well, do we have that yet?
No, that's not there. The probation chief is still working on that. It's getting closer. They finally found a building, which will be across from, it looks like, across from the county admin building, and making some improvements to that, remodeling. And then these services and programs, those are key to help the offenders with what we have to do or what probation needs to do.
But none of that's set up yet.
None of that's set up yet.
Okay, it's been it's been a year.
It has. It took effect, 109 took effect October of last year, so it's just over a year right now.
And we don't have a building to bring them into. We don't have the program set up to accept them.
There are some minimum programs that probation does already, and they did anger management ones. But remember that we have over 300 that have come back to county responsibility right now.
I understand that. We've got 2 minutes left. We can go to our phones. Terry, good morning. We have only got 2 minutes left, though.
No problem. Hey, Tom, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Great. Listen, you hit the nail on the head, I think. I remember going to high school. There was a lot of young guys that were always getting into trouble. But we had something called metal shop, wood shop, auto shop. And with a lot of these young guys, like you were saying, if we could get them into a trade, get them educated in something, maybe school isn't their thing, but maybe a lot of them like to work with their hands to give them some sort of self-worth. I think you really got onto something there. Whatever happened to our trade classes?
You know, Terry, excellent point, because in the Community Corrections Partnership Executive Committee, we have discussed exactly that. We have brought in one of the vocational persons in charge from Shasta College to talk about potential vocational classes for these individuals. And it'd be great if we had an economy that could support it, whether it be the construction trade, welding trade, other ones that they could go out and get some skills. And it doesn't matter. We still need to help provide that because we know that the economy is going to turn around and perhaps those jobs will be there for them later.
Maybe a fundraiser.
But good point, and we're coming up on a break. We just got about maybe 15 seconds to 30 seconds.
About 30 seconds. See, Terry, thanks a lot for the question there.
You bet, guys.
You bet. Okay, well, that's just one of the things. So, but, again, they're going to be competing in a tough market.
That's right. I mean, if an employer had a choice, hire a drug-free, arrest-free person or a person that has a long list of crimes behind them and drugs, who are they going to hire?
Yep. And you've got to ask the employer, you know, what are his odds on that?
Yeah, coming up on a break.
We'll be right back. Thanks, Tom.
Fox News Radio, I'm Salchi Ingrasso. Stripped of 7 Tour de France victories, Lance Armstrong is banned from the sport by the International Cycling Union.
The head of the UCI, Pat McQuaid, admits he wishes they'd moved in sooner.
I am sorry that we couldn't catch every damn one of them red-handed and throw them out of the sport.
This is Armstrong's punishment after the US anti-doping agency labelled him a serial drugs cheat, something Armstrong denies.
Fox Radio's Simon Owen. Face-to-face in Florida tonight, President Obama and Mitt Romney in their third and final debate before Election Day in 2 weeks.
Libya and Iran are sure to be topics to be argued over here tonight at Lynn University, but likely so will Iraq, Afghanistan, Israel, and even China. Both candidates will be asked to give their own thoughts on what the U.S. role should be in the world, and we can expect each of them to suggest why the other is wrong.
Fox News Radio's Eben Brown in Boca Raton. Fox News, we report, you decide.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, what's with all that racket you're making?
Well, I'm trying to find the stove pot Grandma gave me back in the day.
What for?
Well, with pot roast perfection going on now at Black Bear Diner, our pot roast has to be just like dear old Grandma used to make. And that means I gotta find just the right pot.
Now hold on there, Papa Bear. I think your grandma would be mighty proud of our homemade pot roast dishes, like the pot roast pepper jack omelet served all day and our Cajun pot roast melt. Now that's some grilled goodness.
Well, what about the beef pot roast stroganoff for dinner?
It will taste just like Grandma used to make.
Well, why didn't you say that before, Sugar Bear? Let's go.
For a limited time, enjoy specially prepared pot roast creations only at the Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area.
He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. 8:35 in the morning on October the 22nd. 530-605-4567 is our number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. A lot of people in there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. They just have, you know, it's like walking into Cheers, you know. They know your name, and they take great care of your hair. Man's Last Strong over there at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Go on down, visit them. They do great work, great prices. Sonny, to answer your question, yes, we're gonna be in the, we're gonna take the Elk Killer to the, there's a dog fashion show for, Haven Humane, and we are going to be there with Elk Killer. As I just hope we can, I'm gonna have to muzzle her and, keep her off those big German Shepherds though. She may just like whip up. Anyway. Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Yes.
Is our guest. In fact, Sheriff Tom has asked us to volunteer Elk Killer to go in after the bad guys, but, after what she did to the last one, he said, please just keep her at home.
We'll have to change her name to Fluffy or something like that.
No.
Oh, come on.
She is not she looks like a Fluffy, but, you know, she'll rip you a new one.
People talk about the, reaction times or the times it takes for a sheriff to get.
Oh, response times, yeah.
Response times. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? This is, if you could be living in Umatilla County, Oregon, up around Pendleton, Oregon, where sometimes they have one sheriff on duty, sometimes a zero, for 3,231 square miles. 3,231 square miles. Sometimes one sheriff on duty, sometimes none. That's about the same size as, Shasta County?
Yeah, we're 3,800 square miles. Okay. That one's 3,000, so it's close.
Wow. Okay. We're talking about, new jails are not going to just solve this problem. We're talking about, and we talked about how the rehab programs have got to kick in. But is there going to be like a generation we have to do something with, Tom?
Yes.
I mean, this is one of the things we went into combat was if we're trying to, you know, the hearts and minds thing, is that there was going to be one generation just had to write off because there wasn't anything you could do with them.
Essentially,
except
yes.
Fight them and try and catch the next one coming up.
I've been doing this job for 34 years, and I'm sure that I can go into the jail today and find one or two people that when they were a rookie criminal, I was a rookie cop. And now we're seeing their kids and grandkids in the jail. So it is generational, it's family. It is very difficult to break that same pattern, but that's what's needed. 109 being thrust upon the counties, hastily made, causing a lot of problems. It's going to take time for those rehab programs to kick in and do what they need to. And in some cases, it won't work because the person doesn't want to change. But for the other people that do, that can be beneficial.
If you can catch those people, I guess this is where people say you want to put your time and effort in the young, in the children. If you can catch them, if you can have them educated, if you can catch them when they're 12 or 13 having problems is when you can make a difference.
I would probably say even earlier than that, because sometimes you're seeing the kids get involved with problems as early as 7 and 8. And then you're going to have to make a change on the parents back even earlier, maybe when the kids are 2 or 3. It starts that early in age, and then we see the problems. And then, you know, we come to houses time and time again. We arrest the father, we arrest the mother, and the kids grow up and seeing that. And maybe there isn't discipline. There isn't
any accountability for the kids, and then pretty soon they become the juvenile delinquents. Then when they turn 18, they start showing up in our jail.
Child Protective Services taking kids?
They do. Their job, though, is a different focus than law enforcement. Their job is still to try and keep a family unit, so they try and return the kids to the family unit, work with classes to help change in parenting. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basanko, and I'm going to ask you something that's a little off subject here. And maybe I missed it if you had said, if you've talked about this in this particular program. But the question would be, Sheriff, is there a date, is there a time of year that I want to call it a drop off, because I think of when I'm driving around, I'm seeing more people on bikes with backpacks that look like they're in groups of people that are moving from camp to camp. Is there an influx of people that come at a certain time
yep.
of year? Okay, when is that?
Usually spring and summer. And we usually have a pretty harsh winter, and people go to more conducive climates. Southern California, Central Valley. And then other people still have it. But, yeah, we see an influx of homeless, transient people during the summer months. We're right along the I-5 corridor. That attracts them. We end up, we're a very generous community. People give them money, sleeping bags, tents, food, and that tends to attract more. Now, granted, people need a hand up, but they get wise to the hand out, and then they use the money for other things like drugs and alcohol often.
Interesting.
It's just something that we've been talking about for 3 years now.
Yes, absolutely.
And nothing has changed except mm-hmm. with realignment, it's just gotten worse.
It has.
I'm not talking about the homeless. I'm just talking about, but then there's got to be a certain part of the homeless that come through here that are not here for our best interest. We've had Ed Roman on and a couple others from the Reading Crime Watch Association. It was Hilltop. But they've gotten into the of reporting crimes to each other via the internet, which seems to be working.
Ed Ruhlman has just done an outstanding job with basically Business Watch or Crime Watch. It started out in the Hilltop Cypress area and has spread throughout Reading. And you're right, they just keep track of each other via primarily now emails of what's going on.
Yeah, I get updates from that every day.
Those.
Yeah. Photos of these guys.
Yes, they do
well,
a great job.
Well, just out this weekend, just to, for instance, being out this weekend, there were several. I saw hundreds, I would say in the hundreds of people that were out that you knew were, again, with the backpacks and on the bikes that looked like they were with a big, you know, like groups of people that looked like they were moving encampments. We drove around this weekend and we saw lots of it.
It looked like there was some that, you know, that maybe moving from one spot to the other.
Is there an influx of, that's why I was curious about that. Anyway, so great. Well, you're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay. I have some more for you later.
Okay.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Reading Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Reading Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Reading Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reading Harley Davidson, experience the ride, live the dream.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
North State farmers and taxpayers have a real champion in Jim Nielsen. Here's California Farm Bureau President Paul Winger.
When it comes to protecting North State water rights and fighting against overregulation that hurts our farmers, no one does more than Jim Nielsen. Nielsen has led the fight to safeguard our private property rights, our water, and our farmland. Farmers know they can count on Jim Nielsen. That's why the California Farm Bureau strongly endorses Jim for state senate.
Now here's Jack Lee, vice president of the Butte Taxpayers Alliance.
Jim Nielsen is a forceful voice for the taxpayers, for property rights and conservative values. We can all count on Jim to root out waste in government and stand up to Jerry Brown's tax hikes. Jim's a fighter and a real champion for taxpayers. That's why we join with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association in strongly recommending Jim Nielsen for state senate.
Paid for by Taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:45 in the morning, October the 22nd. I bet you wish you were out riding your Harley this weekend when it was perfect, because it's raining today. But you can still buy that perfect Harley. Head on down to 1268 Twinview Boulevard to Redding Harley-Davidson. Talk to Nathan or Ernie, and they will sell you the bike of your dreams. It's Christmas is coming up. What a great present for you or your loved one. Give them a call at 241-7117. They've got the bike of your dreams. If you want to ride an American icon, if you want to experience the ride, you want to live the dream, then we're talking Redding Harley-Davidson. Is that right, Chef Tom?
That's right.
There you go.
Mine's sitting in my garage. I didn't get to ride it this weekend.
I tell you what, that may have been the last really, really, I'm sure it'll be nice day.
It's supposed to clear off after this
okay.
one. Of course, that's what the weather's for.
Yeah, that's right. And the weather, of course, is it's 47 degrees right now. It's going to be raining the rest of the day and into the evening and tomorrow into the end. Oh, wait a minute. The temperature has gone to 49. With the rain, 90% chance today. Well, a lot of places it's raining right now. It's going to be raining tomorrow, too. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Give them a call at 474-5546. They got a lot of things going on out there. All right, Sheriff Tom, the death penalty. It's one of the props this time.
Yes.
Your thoughts on this? A lot of people are against it because of the not because they're against the death penalty. They're against it because it doesn't seem to be working, and it costs millions and millions of dollars.
It still costs millions of dollars. The death penalty does work in California as far as a sentencing and prosecution. What it gets messed up in is the appeals process. The appeals process takes like 20 years. That needs to be changed. If the death penalty is voted out, then everybody that sits on death row right now, about 720 people or so, would be commuted to what we call LWOP, life without possibility of parole. Then that's going to be the highest mark for sentencing. Those attorneys will start appealing sentences of LWOP. And then there will be a long, drawn-out appeals process for LWOP as well. Then pretty soon it will be life with possibility of parole. Then they'll start attacking that. And they'll just keep chipping away at the sentencing requirements.
Okay, so if somebody gets life without – okay, these are ones that are in jail right now. They're murderers, heinous crimes.
Yes.
And so, okay, we've done away with the death penalties. Now you've got life without possibility of parole. And now you're saying is that the lawyers will go after that. That once the death penalty is gone, now, well, how can they do that? Because
they'll appeal that.
Is that unconstitutional?
It's not unconstitutional, but they'll say, hey, it's too severe of a punishment without possibility of parole. And then they'll start
without possible redemption. Huh?
They'll probably start attacking it under the Constitution, that try and get it under cruel and unusual punishment, that it's cruel to have someone without a possibility of parole. So that's going to be the next problem.
Well, we had a gentleman call in the other day that had waited over 20 years for his wife's murderer in Florida to be executed. And he said, you know what? I didn't care about waiting. He says it finally came to closure for him and his family. And this guy had killed six other people, too, before when they put him down. And this was in Florida. And he said the whole thing was, he said, I don't care how long it takes. He says it's got to, you know, when it happens, at least then it's closure. Let's go to the phones.
Jay, good morning. You're live on the air. What's going on? What's your question?
Good morning. You know, I've been really kind of mixed on this whole thing because the idea of trying to cut through some of the red tape and just, you know, avoiding wasting taxpayer dollars is appealing. But I kind of feel like the sheriff, too, and it feels almost like they're just using it as an excuse to push forward a liberal agenda. So my question is, what is the answer? Is there a legal, constitutional way to speed up the appeals process?
What would need to be done would have to change the manner in which the appeals process is done, and that would have to be mainly through legislation. You see it occur in other states much more quickly, Texas especially, than California. It's not uncommon to see a person go for 20 years. Sometimes they die of natural causes before they get the death penalty sentence.
In Texas, yeah, though, it's reduced.
I know a guy who was on death row who's walking the streets today.
If he was on death row and walking the streets, he either won an appeal or he could have been one of those persons under Rosie and the Supremes back in the day in which had when the death penalty was overturned in California once before.
That may be, but he got out fairly recently, so it's some sort of appeal. But he spent, what, 30 years, 20 years in jail? That's the point. I mean, it's like, if you're going to sentence somebody to death, kill them already. I mean, I don't want any innocent people to die. Don't get me wrong. But,
right.
I mean, I'm crying out loud.
And when the DA charges a capital punishment, the death penalty, it's a very serious, very heinous crime that those people need to answer for. And don't forget about the victims and the surviving family members.
Yeah. Well,
thank you for your time, Sheriff. I hope you guys have a wonderful day.
You, thanks, Jay.
Hey, that's Jay, our yellow cab philosopher. Yeah, you give Jay a call when you need a ride around town. We've got to take a break here. Carl and the Bot. Our guest here is Sheriff Tom Basinka, who's on the chat room right now, going back and forth with everybody. We'll be right back.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and about 8:55 in the morning, October the 22nd. Tomorrow, we got the Chief on. Rob Pelletti's going to be on, and this is kind of like but this week we've also got Brian Daly on. I want to talk to Brian Daly and Rick Bassetti because this is getting nasty out there. Some of those commercials are like.
I mean, I think I felt the cringe factor happen for me. Not the chill up and down the leg. Right. I had the cringe factor going on there.
Yeah, well, you know what? I haven't had a chill up and down my leg since the minute I met you. And it has never stopped. I've had that tingle running up and down.
Like when you climb the rope and
it's never ceased. It has never ceased.
Talk about
In fact, it's going on right now.
Those chill knees are wobbling. Yeah.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Yeah, 49 degrees, actually. And you know what's really interesting and we love about the weather change here is that it's 49 and the forecast calls for 49 all day. So what you see is what you get when you go outside right now. 49 degrees. We're going to get down to 52 tonight. Showers all day. We're going to get to around 47 tonight. Well, looks like we got likely showers tomorrow. And, Weather's Always Brought to Mining Selma Vineyards. Just want to let you know, it's currently 49 degrees. And I did read this incorrectly. It's supposed to be high of 52.
Oh.
We got a big old 4 degrees to go.
Hey, you know, with the cooler weather, I'm going to give the fireman a plug here. With the cooler weather, make sure before you crank up that wood stove or the pellet stove, make sure the chimney and flue is clear. Yep. They get a bunch of flue fires about now when the weather drops. People haven't serviced them. There could be a bird's nest in there. Mm. Could be a lot of creosote buildup, and it can cause fires when you first crank that up.
I was starting to smell smoke last night from people with – people were starting their fires.
Right.
Yeah. Last night when it was starting
to drop. And don't get too lackadaisical either for outside burning because until the fuel – absorbs a lot of the moisture. If you go out and start burning that brush pile, you could still cause a fire until we get a little bit more rain.
Yeah, probably by Wednesday or Thursday by that time.
It just depends on how much we get.
Yeah, it depends. Be careful. You know, Tom, we got a few minutes left here. What are we looking at, for the end of the year here? Are we going to – obviously the realignment and the realignment committee has not – and I don't mean to throw – paint on everybody, but it hasn't accomplished. We've got the jail opened up. Thank you.
We got the jail open. We got a bunch of contracts. We got four contracts, five contracts. We got Mendocino, Del Norte, Lassen,
Eldorado.
Are we moving
people there now?
Absolutely. We got people that are sitting in Lassen County and Eldorado County. Del Norte and Mendo's a little harder to get to, and we just got those contracts, so we'll get some people there. We're also working on finishing touches for the fire camp bed contract. That'll be for people that have multi-year sentences. I got almost 50 people that are in jail right now serving sentences up to 10 years. And that takes up that space as well. And now remember, parolees.
10 years.
Yeah. Parolees don't go back to prison if they violate parole. They become county charges. So if you do a parole violation, you can do up to 180 days in county jail versus going back to prison.
Failures to appear.
Yes.
71% higher.
Yeah. Now, remember, those have dropped a little bit for arraignments.
Right.
We're going to see some of the stats. I know that Mr. Arthur, I think it was Damon Arthur, that wrote the article, and he's been working on that for a little bit, so some new stats might be coming out.
Most of it was from, like, May.
Yeah, so like he had some dated material, so it takes a little bit to get some of those.
Yeah.
But overall, we are making improvements. We're getting those housing abilities to expand that out. But a big concern to keep these people incarcerated and off the street. Got about 30 seconds left for the show.
No, we got more than that.
If you got these foster children,
I saw Bob give
this
big
signal. If you got these
foster
kids for the next 10 years, one of them needs an organ transplant, that's going to hurt. Because you're responsible for their health care now, aren't you?
That's going to be the next big increase for sheriffs is the health care of these long-term inmates.
Well,
absolutely.
You might have to, what about ADA?
Oh,
ADA, we talked about that before
yes,
here.
Yes, we have.
Sheriffs are now getting lawyers knocking on their doors that when they're taking care of state prisoners, parolees, that our jails have to be in compliance with ADA issues, and that can be a huge cost as well. It's not over. And then I was at a recent meeting for the prison system. Got about a minute left.
Yep.
For the prison system, they're saying they're not going to meet the benchmarks to reduce their prison population, which could cause an increase in
releases,
maybe a bigger dump.
So we may get another couple hundred.
We could. We're supposed to get up to 700 over 3 years. We've got about half of that now.
Wow.
But if they're not meeting these benchmarks, the federal judges are going to take a very dim view of the state prison system.
What can I say?
Yes. And so the it continues on and on.
Just doesn't stop. Just keeps getting better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Sheriff Tom Basinko, thank you so much, Tom.
As always enjoy coming in.
Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti's on tomorrow.
Got law enforcement week.
We got law enforcement week. We also got Brian Daly coming this week. We got Stand Down on Friday at a remote. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. They're ready to go and fired up. The crowd at a Biden rally in Ohio while President Obama is on his way to Boca Raton, Florida, site of his final debate with Mitt Romney. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is there live.
Lisa, tonight's 90-minute debate here at Lynn University will focus on foreign affairs, which means, once again, both President Obama and Governor Romney will be talking about the deadly attack in Benghazi, Libya, which some Romney supporters see as the president's foreign policy Achilles heel. But the president is expected to highlight the killing of Osama bin Laden and the decision to end the war in Iraq, the latter a decision quasi-criticized by Romney. China will also be discussed, which may in part move the focus tonight back to the U.S. economy. Lisa?
Well, Evan, thanks. You can hear the debates on many of these Fox News radio stations. A teenager sentenced in Ohio for his prominent role in a booming pot business. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live. While